Today, Google launched a change in its list of more than 200 criteria that determine how it ranks its search results. Starting today, Google will include a website's mobile friendliness, essentially how easy it is to read and navigate a site on your phone. The move speaks to the growing number of people who use the internet on their phones rather than on their PCs, and it could come as a blow to many businesses, especially small retailers that have not or can't afford to design their site to look good on small screens. Just one of the tech stories we're following today. For another, let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. India is now the world's fastest growing economy, and you can see that growth clearly in the tech sector there, in both homegrown startups and overseas giants that have operations in India. Companies like Amazon have poured billions into the country, and several local ventures are raising hundreds of millions of dollars. Recode senior editor Jason Del Rey is just back from the India Internet Day conference, and he's with us from New York. Jason, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And give us the lay of the land, first of all, of the tech sector in India right now. What does it look like?
Sure. So over the last 2 years, we've seen both big players like Amazon and Uber start operations in a real way in India. And like you mentioned, foreign and local investors pouring billions of dollars into homegrown companies there. All of them are trying to ride the wave of Indian consumers signing up for internet usage and mobile and smartphones for the first time. And they see a market that very soon will be a mobile phone market bigger than the U.S. with much more room for growth in the next decade.
And what about those Indian consumers? We know that, for example, consumers in China use texting more than we do in the United States. What about in India? Is there a way that Indian consumers behave with technology that's different from the way we do in the U.S.?
Sure. So WhatsApp, now owned by Facebook, is absolutely the go-to communication service in India. If you see someone on their phone in India, there's a very good chance they are on WhatsApp. And this is everyone from, you know, young people to grandparents to local shop owners using the service to tell their customers what vegetables they have in stock each day. So I knew it was big there, but I was amazed by how much it penetrates all parts of life.
And this is among both rich and poor in India, because there's obviously a huge wealth disparity there.
Sure. So there's a gigantic wealth disparity there, and the growth we're seeing now is among in phone usage and internet usage is among the country's middle class. They're still, you know, the vast majority of people in India are still not on phones or internet, but people, investors and companies are making bets that over the next decade we're going to see tier two, tier three cities, and even into villages get access to phone as prices come down and the economy revs up.
And how hard is it for young startups there to compete with more established companies that are eating up a lot of the money that's flowing in?
Sure. So, I mean, right now there are the big companies like shopping sites like Flipkart and Snapdeal that are taking in hundreds of millions and more than $1 billion in investment. But their investors are really hot on the whole tech ecosystem right now. So a lot of startups are getting funding. But there was a big question while I was there about whether it was fair that some of these more established companies were working with cell phone providers to give free usage of their apps with no data charges to consumers. It was India's net neutrality debate that exploded while I was there, a bit different than here in the U.S., but it had ramifications for local players and also for Facebook's internet.org initiative, which tries to do the same thing. Many big players backed out of that initiative just in the last 2 weeks over concerns about a level playing field for all app makers in India.
Makes you wonder, is there a John Oliver in India who is riling up the opponents in this debate?
You know, it was some local entrepreneurs on Twitter that sort of gathered steam for a community that was against some of this free app usage. And then there are also some activist types that moonlight as online journalists that also sort of got the conversation really flowing.
Well, Jason, if there's somebody listening to this in Silicon Valley, is there a lesson that they should take from what's happening in India's tech culture?
Sure. If they're not investing in it, they're too late. No, I mean, in all seriousness, I joke around. I think there are the concern you see in India right now, and we've seen it in Silicon Valley, is there too much money coming in too quickly, and will we see some of these companies fade out very quickly in a sort of a bubble burst like we saw in the Web 1.0 days of Silicon Valley? So I would say be cautious with how much money you're pushing into this market. But yeah. But the growth ahead is just expected to be monumental.
Jason Del Rey, senior editor for Recode. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you.